So you're Nancy Barton.
I am, yes.
And say your all your names.
Draga Shushan.
Phoebe Potter.
Okay, so we're here at the Prattsville Art Center, and tell us what's going on here.
We're trying to think about how to make life really amazing for everybody up here on the mountaintop, and using the arts to try and create new forms of creativity and agency for people who haven't necessarily always had a chance to access those things.
And if somebody hasn't been to the Prattsville Art Center before, can you describe what it is and what you do?
Yeah, the Prattsville Art Center is an arts and community-based organization. We were started by Art Place funding, and our idea is to integrate the arts into the community. We have a gallery space, we have an artist residency, we have a fledgling library, and we do music shows live usually about once a week, and we also run an annual 3-day music and arts festival, and we provide Wi-Fi and computer labs for the community and the kids who like to play Roadblocks.
And the 3-day music festival, does that, it used to be Mudfest and that's grown out of Mudfest, or is
well,
that different?
What happened was Mudfest got shut down after the first 4 years, which Mudfest was a festival that celebrated the anniversary of the town's recovering from the devastating floods here in 2011. And there were some issues with insurance, and I'm not sure exactly what else. But that year, there was no Mudfest, and one of our neighbors down the street said, you know, I really would like to have my band play on the town green in the gazebo. Do you think you can find me a couple other people to play with us? And the next thing you know, we had a 12-hour music festival with like 20 bands. So that went well, and then the next
year... Are there a lot of bands in Prattsville?
No, actually. we have about maybe 3 or 4 very, very local bands from this immediate area, but there are a lot of bands from places like Albany, Catskill, Kingston, Hudson, and then we actually, after that adventure, we began running a rock music club about once a week, just kind of because it seemed like the thing to do. And we've had bands from Canada, from Las Vegas, from Los Angeles, all over the country, Baltimore, and we have everything from rappers to avant-garde electronics to punk rock, a lot of punk rock.
And I guess we should mention, if anybody's interested in this, tell us the website address if you're interested in the residency program or events going mm-hmm. on, or if you want your band to play.
Yeah, the residency program and everything is on our website, and that's www.prattsvilleart.org. And you can also find us on Facebook at Prattsville Art Center and Residency. All of our events are listed on the Facebook page. And that also includes a lot of social services. Every Friday we do social services from Community Action of Greene County, which includes things like weatherization, health insurance signups. We're gonna have people doing their taxes this month. And anybody in Greene County is eligible for that. And we're also going to be starting to do some opioid counseling, and we have domestic violence counselors. Anything you kind of want to talk about, there'll be somebody here to talk to you.
And I guess we've been sitting around talking for a couple hours, and many people have wandered in while we've talked. This is kind of a general meeting place for the community.
You know, as I have said before, I do like to describe this place as the TV show Cheers if John Waters made it. We have a really interesting and wonderful group of locals and people from out of town who tend to see this as their home away from home.
And so you're working to fix up the building. I guess the building itself was... flooded in 2011?
Yeah, I've been a homeowner here for about 15 years, and after the flood I started going to the recovery meetings, and I noticed that people were saying that, you know, there was nothing for the kids to do in the region, and I teach at NYU, and I thought, oh, maybe I could help with that. And so there were a lot of buildings. We lost 40% of the buildings on Main Street during the flood. And this building was very badly damaged and was not going to get any recovery money because it was vacant at the time. So we just got a grant from Art Place and bought it.
And how do you think, how's the town done since 2011 in the recovery? I mean, this one building is getting rehabbed. Are a lot of the other buildings getting fixed up, or is you still have a lot of empty spaces, or?
We don't have a lot of empty spaces because there aren't a lot of spaces. There's a lot of empty lots where there used to be buildings. So we really had a lot of buildings that were literally washed right off their foundations. Like New Orleans and other cities where there have been devastating floods, recovery is a really complicated process. You know, a lot of people are like, well, that's probably the best thing that ever happened to your community. Well, there has been, millions of dollars of grant money coming in. They're repairing bridges and they are building some senior housing up the hill, and I believe they're trying to build a health center. But there are many people who actually, no one in this community actually died during the flood, which we were very lucky, but a lot of people died after the flood. There were people who benefited more than others, and some people who closed their businesses because of depression and health concerns. Some people got their houses fixed up and then never made it back into the house to live there. So I think it's a very interesting trajectory, and one that we want to really participate in from the ground up. Very much a grassroots organization, very democratic here. We really believe that whoever walks in our door becomes a part of our vision. And so our vision is very fluid, and we appreciate the community in all its guises.
So some of the problems are physical that you can see, and other parts of the recovery are you can't see, but that are the community's people are still dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, I think rural America is struggling, and one of the programs I saw recently was discussing how one demographic that people might consider in evaluating the health of communities is longevity. You know, how long do people live? And I can tell you that we have a very active Facebook interaction with the larger community here. And a lot of what people talk about is going to the hospital. I know many people up here have lost relatives toward the opioid crisis. There have been a lot of severe issues with depression, and it affects how long people can survive. And I think that is a really interesting way to look at community health.
And what about you guys? How did you get involved in the Prattsville Art Center?
So it's been about 1 year since I started as the associate director, which is the first full-time staff position that we've been able to hire. So big growth in our budget, but exciting in terms of capacity. I grew up in Gilboa, so I know this community really well. Went to school with a lot of the kids who play here as parents, know them intimately. And I had been gone for about 10 years, so coming back for this position and this opportunity, after doing a lot of work with kind of social justice oriented artists and organizations in Brooklyn, and before that doing a lot of work on national and state criminal justice policy. So here very much motivated by a lot of the social issues Nancy's speaking to, excited about how the arts and creativity can become kind of the anchor point for creating more health and well-being in communities.
And I came here as an artist in residence. Actually, first time we met as colleagues during the 2015 Mud Fest, when I helped do the Calico Indian dance performance that was actually with the community performers. And So that was the springboard for our relationship, and I come from former Yugoslavia, so you know it's a really long road between all other towns. But when I moved to Catskill in 2014, I would always find myself on the mountain top for many reasons, you know. But my personal art is like of a bicultural woman who is trying to find purpose in social arts that really bridge local to cosmopolitan in a way, and this is where I see, you know, specifically is happening in Prattsville Art Center, because what I love is really this grassroots work from the heart that attends to the need, an organic need of the community. And then we have someone like me, after 26 years of personal profession, finding my own purpose, helping in something, you know, that's so local. And we are planning to have like all immersive garden experience there. That's part of my vision that I would like to contribute. And we could have events outside. Everything that actually our community is going to first project in 2D and 3D images, and then this summer we would build it as our democratic vision. So I find the uniqueness of Prattsville Art Center in that venue that, like, I wish a lot of people knew about, like artists, because that's very unique and pertinent to the moment, because all we are basically addressing all issues in these 4 months I've been here. It's gender issues, race, immigration, underrepresented, members of this community, and really all aspects that bind everybody through real belonging, because it's so all inclusive.
All right. Anything else, Nancy, that we should know about the Prattsville Art Center?
Well, one thing is that we do free classes, and they're open to anyone. A lot of them in the summer, but we're actually planning to start doing some in the next few months related to a project that Matt Bua is going to do in our backyard called the Prankster People's Museum. We're going to be doing tall tales from the region. So if anybody has done anything really outrageous and wacky, we would love to help you make an artwork or tell a story that is going to be related to that, that will be part of our collection for this museum, which will be a giant, a building in the shape of a giant coyote head.
So not just Washington Irving, then?
No. We're happy to include him, but we'd like to know what you did in your backyard that you never told anybody. But Drago and Phoebe will be teaching classes in the coming months, including things like drawing, ceramics, Earth Club, which is a gardening and permaculture initiative. And the other thing that we do a lot of is we really try and support our LGBTQ community. We've had a lot of drag king workshops, which are pretty outrageous, and amazing sewing. We also do a free market every month on
the
third Sunday of the month, where people can come and give things away that they don't use anymore, and they can come and take away whatever they like. So we are all dressed entirely in free market clothing.
Yeah.
Sure. And, you know, we'll have people come in off the street who will actually cry because they have 6 kids and can't afford to buy clothes for them. And we also do a Skillshare on that same day. And last month we did a DJ and costume party at the end of the day. And we provide free meals with all of our music events and at the free market too, because we have amazing artists in residence who happen to be fantastic cooks.
Great.
And we have Tyler, who gives us a farm share every year where we have organic eggs and vegetables, so why not?
And you're right here on Main Street in Prattsville, and tell us the website address again.
It is www.prattsvilleart.org, 14562 Main Street, right across from the firehouse.
All right, thanks.